song here that I made up about Dust Bowl refugees. You got to that country and you got to calling us Dust Bowl refugees, why, a lot of people from Oklahoma that had worked hard all their lives and split white oak stays and made walnut timber and split up walnut timber. A lot of them had made moonshine liquor, a lot of them had drilled oil wells, a lot of them picked that cotton. A lot of them had little farms round over the country that they raised different crops on. But anyway, they walked across the desert with blisters all over their feet, 1,500 or 2,000 miles trying to find a job of work. They'd already outgrown any little old kind of a word like a Dust Bowl refugee that fellers had called them.
Well, Woody, these Californians sort of looked down on you all, and how did you feel about all this? What did you do? What did you have to fall back on to kind of keep your pride up all this time?
Well, we'd always been taught to believe that these 48 states was absolutely free country. And at any time, anybody took a notion to get up and go anywhere in these 48 states that nobody else in these 48 states would proceed to ask him a whole bunch of questions or to try to keep him from going where he started out to go. Well, the native California sons and daughters, I'll admit, had a lot to be proud of. They had their ancestors there that come in on the old covered wagons a long time ago, and they discovered oil, they discovered gold, they discovered silver, they discovered all kinds of mines in California, and they had built up in California quite a wonderful empire. But then they hadn't built up quite a wonderful enough empire. What they needed in California was more and more people to pick their fruit, to gather in their peaches, to pick their extra select and their select apricots and their prunes, and to gather in their grapes. And they admitted themselves, these people that was born and raised in California, that they needed people to do that. But at the same time, they looked down for some reason or other on the people that come in there from other states to do that kind of work. I admit California is one of the most wonderful states that I've ever seen in my life. But Oklahoma didn't just draw a blank. We've got in Oklahoma a lot of things to be proud of. Some of the biggest oil fields in the world that we developed. We drilled them, we tool dressed them, we roused about it, we done everything in the world in Oklahoma. And a lot of things we've got down there to be proud about. I was looking at a book here a while back, and it's given all of the famous men of the world. The first most famous man on the face of the earth that ever lived was Jesus Christ. The second most famous man that ever lived on the face of this earth was Will Rogers. Will Rogers come from Oklahoma. And that 66 highway that runs from New York City down through Oklahoma and out to Los Angeles, California, is named the Will Rogers Highway. Everybody in Oklahoma knew Will. Everybody in Oklahoma liked him because Will had quite a reputation. He was one of the funniest, wittiest, quickest-minded, quickest-thinking men that ever was in the show business. He got his start in South America. He finally come to Broadway in New York, and he made quite a hit there. And no matter how much money that Will Rogers ever made, he always had a $5 bill or a $10 bill to hand out to all the old cowboys and all the old broke-down cowpokes that he met with while he was up in the big money. Will Rogers had a reputation of that kind, and Oklahoma as a whole state has got a reputation of that kind, and I think that you'll find more of that same spirit down in that country than anywhere back in the fast and nervous, overworked and overrun and over-indulging East or North or New York or anywhere else. Down in Oklahoma, we take it just a little bit easier. go at things a little bit slower. We might not get as many dates covered every day or as many telephone calls put in or as many bus rides. Then we'll do just as much on one bus ride and on one phone call and on one meeting as a lot of people do on a dozen.